Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Dialed In, a broadcast where we focus on communication, relationships, and personal growth with steps immediately to help you your best. I'm your host, Bethany Clemmensen, and excited to talk with you today about how to love yourself. We're going to talk about three steps that you can take immediately, starting when you get off the phone, to really improve how you see yourself and how you interact with people around you. Now, there's a lot of talk these days about self-care and self-love. The idea of accepting yourself, it sounds fantastic. Articles and experts tell us that loving ourselves is the first step to loving others, and I agree with all that. It sounds great, but how do we do that? I mean, let's be real here for a minute. Most of us are not 100% happy with our physical being, and we know there's room for improvement mentally and maybe even spiritually too. How do you love yourself when every morning you look in the mirror and see your flaws? Well, John Maxwell says, we can't give what we don't have. And so that's why the first step is growing yourself. That's really the foundation for creating a life that you love. And the very best place to start is with loving who you are. It's an inside job, really. Loving yourself, it's a you and you thing. So what does it mean? Well, let's define it. Loving yourself means knowing who you are and being at peace with it. It's accepting your strengths and your weaknesses, and also knowing your abilities and the gifts that you were created with. It's embracing all the parts of yourself, and it's having grace with yourself, especially with the parts that maybe you don't like so much. All right, great. So, how do we do this? Well, this is where you want to get your pen and paper ready because you're going to want to write this down. I'm going to share three steps that, again, you can take beginning today to move forward in this area of your life. All right, step one, know who you are. Now, I'm sure you've heard the old saying, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. This applies directly to knowing who you are and standing on that. Now, what does that have to do with loving yourself? Well, if you don't really know what's going on in the inside, then you're just going to follow everything that's happening on the outside. So how do you know who you are? One way, you can make a list of your values. This could be things like honesty, family bonds. Maybe courage is a strong value to you, kindness, integrity, your spiritual life. You get the idea. Secondly, know your strengths and weaknesses and then work on building your strengths. Everybody has areas that they were gifted with and areas that they weren't gifted with, and that's okay, but you can't really work on your strengths if you don't know what they are. So you can take personality assessments. You can do this online. There are two that I really like and I recommend. The first is DISC assessment, and I'm actually going to dive into the DISC all next week when we talk about relationships. The other assessment is called Standout 2.0. Now, both of these assessments are paid assessments in order to get the full value. And I can help you out with DISC as I'm a certified consultant, but you can also purchase the Standout 2.0 book on Amazon and get the code to take the assessment. Additionally, you can search online for personality assessments, and there's some free websites that you can go to and get reports that will help you at least start to understand your strengths and weaknesses if you haven't done so. Now, maybe tests and ideas of your strengths and weaknesses. It would be fantastic if you took some time this week, even if it was 5 to 10 minutes every day, to sit down and focus on how you are living out your strengths and how you're living out your values in your life every day. That will help you have a strong foundation and know who you are. All right, number two, be kind to yourself. So once you're aware of your values, strengths, weaknesses, and abilities, be kind when you fall short or disappoint yourself. Be kind when you don't do as well as you thought you should. Be aware of how you talk to yourself. Don't ever say something to yourself that you wouldn't say to your very best friend. Here's the thing. What's on the inside of us eventually comes out. When we are self-critical and judgmental, that comes out in how we perceive ourselves and how we perceive others. We see the world as we are, not as it is. Being aware of your inner dialogue and stopping that inner critic, that negative talk, is really key to be able to change. The stories that we tell ourselves impact the direction of our lives. Thoughts matter. And here's the thing, we get to choose those stories. So why not make them good ones? All right, number three. This is a big one. Stop the comparison. When we don't love ourselves, we often look for things to validate that belief. In fact, how we see the world is based on our belief system. So we scroll social media, we look for attributes in others that prove that we aren't good enough, so we can make sure that we know that we are less than. We look for faults in others to make ourselves feel better about our faults. We engage in negative thinking about people and may even find ourselves in gossip circles in an attempt to make ourselves feel better about ourselves. Stop the comparison. We never know the whole story. I'll say that again. We never know the whole story. No one has a life devoid of problems, pain, or pressure. Everyone struggles with feeling enough. Even that person that you may believe has a perfectly charmed life. Now, sometimes an extreme version of this comparison behavior is the one-upper. You know who I'm talking about. The person who always has done more, traveled further, has a better tool, the better car, they go to the better church, they have a bigger and longer vacation planned. Or maybe if they don't personally have these things, they're telling you about someone that they know who does. This behavior is comparison on steroids. And this individual often believes that their worth comes from outdoing somebody else. And they also believe that they don't have another way to connect with people unless they're proving that they're okay. If they can feel like they have outdone someone or they've experienced something that they have, then they can be okay with who they are. Truly, this version of comparison is simply pain taking over. So be aware of your behavior and your thoughts, and also be aware of others' behaviors and thoughts. It's very easy to look on the outside and judge where someone is without really understanding that sometimes it's our pain that's coming through. Stop the comparison. You may be the one-upper, or you may be the reverse one-upper, where you look at others to prove that you are less than, to compare and show yourself that you don't matter. Either way, either of these behaviors will stop you from living your best life. You can't be free to be the person that you were created to be when you were too busy comparing yourself to others. You are not others. You are uniquely you. Now, I've only touched the surface with loving yourself. It's truly a process and a journey, and it's not always easy, absolutely worth it. So here are the three action items that we talked about. Number one, know who you are. Number two, be kind to yourself. And number three, stop the comparison. If you have enjoyed this episode, I'd like to invite you to be part of my tribe by staying in touch and receiving inspiration every week to live your best life. Just go to BethanyClem.com to sign up for my mailing list. Now, I promise no spam and I won't share your email address. I'm just here to help you live out your best life. I want each of you to know that loving yourself is the best thing that you could do for you, for the people that you love, and for your impact on this world. I believe that each of us were born with gifts and talents that are unique to us. We were all made to shine in our own ways. I'm here to help you shine. I am here cheering you on, and I believe in you. Until next time, shine bright and stay dialed in.